he gave us a comparison of the good shepherd versus the hired hand, who, because the hired hand doesn't care for the sheep, doesn't know the sheep. Jesus said, they know my voice. I call them by name. As you remember last week when I talked about Jesus being the door, the shepherd would, at the end of the day, would lead his sheep into the large pen, the large pen that was used to hold many herds or a number of herds of sheep. They would build it out of stone or maybe wood. They would have thorns in it to keep things from climbing over, to keep the sheep out, to keep thieves out. These sheep were used, mostly the young lambs were used for food, but the ones they allowed to grow to be sheep were used for their fur, for their rich wool coat that they were sheared. And so they kept these sheep for many, many years, and they got to know the sheep. And so Jesus uses this familiarity of the shepherd with the sheep as an example that the people of that time would readily recognize of him knowing. And this is us knowing Jesus and having this personal relationship with him. I would like you to recall, there's a few of you who are old enough to remember, a painting that was done, not that you remembered it in its original form, but it was done in the 1890s. And it was a picture, it was an oil painting done of a dog listening to a gramophone with its ear cocked up. And later on, this was adopted by the RCA company, okay, to promote their records and their Victrolas that they sold. So tell me, how many of you remember the name of the dog? Anybody?
Nipper.
Nipper. The dog's name was Nipper. Now, do you remember the caption under the picture that RCA used to promote its products of this painting? Do you remember what it said?
His master's voice.
His master's voice. Very good. She's older than I thought she was. She's an excellent student, obviously. I use this illustration because how many of you have ever owned a dog? I won't ask about cats, not because I discriminate against cats, but they don't care about your voice so much. But the dog that you raise, and everything that you own for a long time, everything responds when you call it. It can be a long ways off, and you call it. It hears your voice, and it knows you. It knows you because it has a relationship with you. Now, if you have a dog that you keep out in a cage in the yard or out on the chain, and you don't have any interaction with this dog except to feed this dog occasionally, then the dog will not respond to you other than the fact that it knows that you bring the food. And all it cares about is, give me the food and I'll eat my food. But it doesn't dwell upon your voice. The dog that responds to your voice is a dog that has spent a great deal of time with you, interacting with you in many different situations, and it will respond to you, and it knows you. How can you know your master's voice if you don't spend time with your master? How can you hear the voice, the still small voice? Don't you remember that Isaiah was called, led by the Lord up on top of the mountain, and he was told by the Lord to come, and you will see the Lord pass by, and the next thing that happened was that there was a great storm that blew everything on the mountain. But the Lord wasn't in the storm. And then there was a great fire that consumed everything on the mountain. But the Lord was not in the fire. And there was a great wind, but the Lord was not in the wind. And Isaiah remained on the mountain and waited, and he heard the Lord speak in a still, small voice. And he knew that it was the Lord. Spending time in the Word of God, spending time in prayer with God, is what helps us to know God. Knowing God means we have a relationship with Him, that we recognize His voice. Some people will tell you, well, you know, I pray, but I never hear God talk to me. And I'm sure I've told you this before, probably a lot of times, but I remember one of the most effective children's times I ever did when I was at Buckton Church was I came up with an old style telephone, an old style yellow kitchen phone that hung on the wall, you know, and I went up there to the kids and I said, well, I'm going to talk to God on this phone. And so I started talking, and one of the kids raised their hand and said, you can't use that to talk to God. And I, of course, you know, maybe you can't call God on the telephone. And I said, well, why not? And he said, because there's no earpiece on it. I had unscrewed the earpiece and taken it off. And he was right. You can't talk to God without the earpiece. You can't talk to God without listening to God. You can't talk to God without spending enough time to get to know His voice. The shepherd spent all day in the fields with his sheep. The shepherd's sheep followed him. When the shepherd came into the pen in the morning to lead his sheep out to the pasture, he called his sheep and they followed him. Not the other shepherd's sheep, his sheep, because they knew him by name. They knew his voice. You cannot hope to know the Lord. You cannot hope to be led by God our Father. You cannot hope that the Holy Spirit will talk to you and show you the path forward unless you spend time praying through the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ to God the Father. You need to spend time reading His Word, listening to His voice, and praying to Him and listening for His response so that you know your Master's voice. Jesus says that He is a good shepherd and that the hired hand runs off at the first sign of danger. Don't you recall the story of David? Young David is a boy who has been anointed by God's prophets to be king, but Saul is still the king. And Israel is being attacked by the Philistines. And leading them is a great, great warrior, a giant of a man who is out there, standing out there, challenging everybody in all the warriors in Israel to come and take him on. And he says, the winner take all, whoever wins the battle for the day. Don't you recall Goliath stood and made that challenge? And the soldiers would not step forward. The king called for volunteers to come and take on Goliath, but he was so large and he had slain so many people, they would not come forward. And yet the small shepherd boy David came forward and said, and told the king, he said, I will take on Goliath. And the king looked at him and said, what are you talking about? You can't take on Goliath. You're a small lad. Even the armor won't hang on you that we have and everything. You're too small. And David said, yes, but I have protected my sheep. And even when a bear came after the sheep, God protected me and God guided me, and I used my knife and killed the bear because God was with me, and I will take on Goliath. And you know the rest of the story. David went out with his, because the armor was too heavy for him to even carry, much less wear, he went out with nothing but a leather sling and hooked to his hand with two cords and small stones. And when he swung this up, he swung it around his head and let go of the one cord, the rock went forward and hit the giant in the head, and she's all right. She has to go to a homecoming. Thank you for caring.
Yeah.
Yes. So Goliath was slain. David was led and trusted in God. David was not afraid when the wolf came or the bear came or even when Goliath came because he had God. The shepherd who was a hired hand did not have that relationship. Who are you? What relationship do you have with God? How can you stand when the wolf comes? How can you stand when the hard times come? How can you stand when the letters from the IRS come? How can you stand when the trials that we all certainly have or will face come? It is only with the presence and that relationship of God, knowing Him by name, knowing that He knows you by name, spending time with your Master to hear His voice. Amen.